Hey guys, if you're just joining in, please ensure to give us a thumbs up, like, comment, share, and follow us on Spotify, on Instagram at Gist with Jerry, also on YouTube at Gist with Jerry Show. Yeah, you're in for an amazing show today with Victor Rad coming in to talk about styling. Yeah, thank you, and hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you for having me today.
I'm about to bring you on this show. Was a lot, man.
Thank you. I've been waiting to come for this episode.
Trust me, I am so glad you're here, man, because there's a lot we're going to hear from you today, man. First of all, how is business?
Business is a roller coaster right now, because we can see the situation of everything in Nigeria. It is not even easy at all to actually maintaining business right now.
Everything happening, no cash, transport issues.
God,
increase in price of commodities.
Literally, even moving from one place to another right now.
I forgot the transportation issue. Yeah. Moving your goods, man, to your customers.
Bro, not to now even talk about the election. Oh my God.
Election? How far? How was your polling unit at your area?
Actually, for the presidential election, the turnout in my polling unit was crazy. See the massive ramp.
Bro,
as usual, I'm Nigerian now, most people would never end up voting. So it was crazy.
We had the same thing out in my own polling unit too, where a lot of guys turned out and we had to wait till two. Bro, for these guys to even come to the place.
People were still at my polling unit till 7 p.m.
7 p.m.
That's how bad.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. And we're talking about free and fair
election. And it was definitely not free or fair. I think that was what even now led to the low turnout for the humanitarian.
I think a lot of people were actually frustrated.
Yeah, people were really discouraged.
After everything that happened, the youths came out. I think this is the first time a lot of youths are coming out in numbers.
People came out in numbers.
People actually showed we came
for the first time.
Protest time.
For the first time, I was stuck to my TV watching news.
Everybody.
Who could believe that I would actually be watching news?
Why Big Brother Titans was actually going on.
I don't even
watch that. I actually forgot that was actually happening.
They would literally think people are watching them, they think they are giving us content, but they don't know that.
Somebody just said actually, they are really putting this word, I don't know that.
That they don't know what's happening. Damn that. How can you be the house when literally the world is on fire?
There's no come on the house now. I was like, shall I go tell them, say, hey, don't worry. People are not watching.
It's crazy. It's all cringe, but Nigerians, out of everything, we just still look for a way to use this scoping mechanism now. We just always have to make fun of everything and look for the bright side. That's good and bad, but at the same time, at least. That's the way we keep ourselves going in our dating.
You'll be surprised that still with this whole issue of election and thugs and transport prices hiking up, Uber prices hiking up, people cannot get cash.
The problem is you feel even pay the Uber now. Make you reach your destination, make you try transfer, make the money no go.
I be there good debit time, but
you don't go enter, bro.
It's
actually not necessary right now. Just stay in your house. There's no point going out. Trust me. For this Lagos, I don't know the number of hours.
I spent 6 hours on Jota to Bega just because I was going for a gig. And I got there 11.
Wow.
I left 6.
It's very
PM, bro. PM. I got there 11 PM. How would I explain them then? It was crazy.
You literally can find a spot bro. What? You should have just gone back.
You literally call and say, You can see that I'm in traffic now. I'm in traffic. But it's crazy.
Crazy world.
We're talking about creative industry. You're looking good, man.
From
the chain to
As you can even see, I came today to represent my
Yeah, 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 yeah.
never think color of fresh and that kind of thing.
You have to always like
that's like
dress the way you want to be addressed. So
right now, yeah, brother.
Every day is like this new fashion, I'm sure.
For your own style, what is your interest? What are your interests in picking out cycle in Lagos, Nigeria?
Okay. What generally influenced cycle was the fact that I wanted, as a fresher back then, when I was in like my undergrad level in university now, I always order most of my things online, like from other sites like Esau's, Google Man. But at times, I didn't see what I wanted. So I was like, no, I couldn't.
I get that feeling, yeah. You're scrolling and scrolling and yet you're not satisfied.
Sometimes it was mostly like settling for that. Don't get me wrong, they have like mad ass things, like I've dropped my money. But like, there are just sometimes that you just still want some other things and it's just missing. Like, there's just still this point that you feel like, okay, I can also create this.
Still something that
yeah,
is not so there.
Exactly.
I can also put my own little piece into it.
Cycle is, right now, like, we are still in the streetwear scene, but that's not all it is about. Like, there's going to be like the old.
So tell us what cycle is about in Lagos.
Okay, firstly, the name cycle literally means cycle, like the cycle.
Oh, cycle literally.
Yeah, like cycle.
Beautiful.
So,
but it's not spelled cycle.
No, it's the transcription. Like, you know, in English, there's like the word.
Okay.
Then the transcription. If you open your dictionary, like you literally see the word there. So, like, I was like, instead of just saying cycle, and why not add a little mystery to that? Like, then people will be like, okay, what exactly is this about? Like, what's that? So like there are a lot of times that people try to pronounce it and I used to have a laugh because they're pronouncing it wrong.
Cycling.
Yeah. So it's literally cycling, like as if you're cycling. So we right now we are already like we've produced massive number of shares and sold to a lot of people. But primarily I like to believe that I want to make clothes that I can wear and my friends can wear. So I'm not really keen on this big person has to wear this. Like obviously I wouldn't mind if a big person is rocking my brand, but primarily I just want somebody to wear this brand. I'm like, yes, I'm wearing something I actually love that. This is what is trending. Do you get?
So let me just pause you there for a minute. I'm sure somebody listening to this right now is actually thinking, okay, when Victoria is talking about cycle in his fashion sense now, his interest. When he wants to pick out an outfit, what exactly is he thinking about? What does he actually think about? What does he look out for? Because if there are some people in creative industry that are trying to become like you and come in that same path, what do you think about? Can I get clothes? Okay, how's it going to be?
Okay. I feel, firstly, like in your old fit, the most essential thing is firstly color. People at times don't pay attention to color. Like,
no, that's what you're
like. No. You can go the basic, like, okay, pick a black, pick a white, obviously, that's the safe bet. You get. But if you're going to, like, pick a colorful outfit, the exact tone of that color is very, very important.
I see.
That, like, makes or break an outfit. If you're, for instance, if you're picking a pink color as a guy, people say, like, guys should wear pink. Yes. That's like it looks.
I love pink, yeah.
But there are shades of pink that are in no area, for instance. Do you get what I'm saying? So yeah, and in an outfit, I feel one of the for streetwear, for instance.
Yeah.
One of the most important things is your t-shirt. Like your t-shirt has to be important. Like, okay, you can wear other things, but like if your t-shirt game is lacking, trust me, it can really break your house because you can see niggas be like. The latest Jordan 4s, you can see them with like mad ass sneakers.
And yeah.
You. If you're styling now, obviously you should have like good kids, you should have like amazing. Yeah. Your shoe game should be on point. But like people pay attention to the shoe game without the rest of the feet. Like for instance, if your trouser is not sitting on the so-called shoe the right way.
Yeah.
That already makes your feet look like
it's weird.
Yeah, jigged. And your t-shirt has to be on point because if you're wearing an expensive sneaker and you're just wearing a random as dead as shit, then it just looks like as if you just got those sticks from somewhere and you stole them. But like, when I'm serious, when you're arranging like a full fit, it should actually like speak the same kind of language.
So does this apply to your outfit for a job, outfit for a gig, outfit for whatever you're going
Gen Z right now. Nafi want Chris, go wear this shit. Go interview, but normally I don't expect you to wear street based on interview. Like, that does not make sense. Chelsea,
like you said,
Chelsea, come on now.
Dressed to be attired.
So, if obviously that's like a different talk, but now we are like majorly focusing on streetwear, I guess.
Yeah.
Right now, his streetwear cycle is strictly doing so. We make tees, make pants.
Okay.
Yeah, we make caps, like the cap you see now. Make
really nice. Do you guys do joggers too?
Right now, no, but we actually have a cycle signature hoodie. But that one, like, it is like we already have it, but we already have a sample. We already have a sample, but it is not out there. Like, there's literally no picture of it on the net right now. So, people know, okay, this is what it's going to look like, but there's a mock up on our website, there's a mock up on our social media, but they've not seen it in like in the real life setting. So,
when do we get to see this?
I will have to wait first because I have to wait first. So, like, when I wear that, people see up. Yeah.
So in that way now you're not influencing the market strategy on your own brand.
If you personally as an entrepreneur or as a brand owner, if you're not wearing your merch, if you're not wearing what you want others to wear, it now feels like you're preaching what you don't believe.
I see where you're coming from.
So you should literally be wearing your own brand. Like you should
represent. Just as you're doing.
You should be your number one fan, do you get? So if you're not a fan of yourself, why should people fuck with what?
So more like you're telling me I should go there and get something that you're not putting on, and I don't even know how it's going to look on me.
Exactly. So
at the end of the day, so you tell me that put on a blue shirt and you don't have a blue shirt, show me how cycle is going to look on a blue shirt. I feel you.
So yeah.
So then now, how does this really apply to the lifestyle aspect?
Well, I feel if you are going to the club, for instance, and from time to time. Maybe you just, even if it's not your scene, even if like you just a boy's night out kind of thing.
So pull up,
You get it now, if you're going to pull up. You wouldn't want to pull up looking mid when all your guys are dressing fresh. So like, you would want to like be addressed to like,
look
up. You don't even need to break a bank to actually look good. That's one thing people feel that, no, you need to like have millions, like
you guys getting that you don't always have to break a bank
to look good, like
I'm not dissing people
that spend like because I'm guilty at times, but what I'm saying is if you actually like look at things that would actually make sense on you and things that are actually nice that are not too pricey, you can get them. But if you're just buying this because of a brand name, that's the first way to just go wrong. You shouldn't buy stuff because of a brand name. You should buy things because you actually like them and they will actually look good on you. So even if any guy is wearing this or you see, okay, now for instance, now I love Yeezy, I love Kanye.
Okay,
so if I'm seeing Kanye make a release, okay, let's say he dropped Yeezy 700 now, I love that. Now let's see, there's this new red boots. I don't know if you've seen it. This boots from a Game Boy kind of character.
Okay.
So I'm like, yo, this shit makes no sense.
I'm seeing a lot of people, this shit makes no sense.
And people would literally spend a rock on getting this just to look like a clown. Because we understand that okay, there's fashion for like artsy side and the runway and all that now. But like your street and your dates today, because how many days in a week would you, in your right sense, wake up and say, no, today I want to wear a red boot with my suit or with my street suit. I want to wear a red boot, especially like in a place like Nigeria now. And you know, you book your Uber and you call me your red boot.
Foodie.
You trust me, that Uber guy is going to drive off. Like,
wait. apologize.
This driving to the serious person is not serious. I wouldn't even take seriously if I see you just wearing this. There are like a lot of amazing sneakers like out of you right now that you could literally call.
Guys, so far, cycle with Vito has been crazy, man. But then, let me drift a bit. Victor, outside this fashion, what do you have? Because now, a lot of people have fashion as influencers, and people don't get to see the other side of them. Like, yes, okay, sir. We have Eniola, we have a lot of them, we have Yukadem, and we have the rest. I'm like, okay, these guys are always popping up the clothes, is that what they do? But here, you want to know, like, outside cycle,
okay.
What is that?
I'm actually a master's degree holder in architecture. So,
say that again.
I'm an architect. So look at me.
It's not about putting up a bling. There's something up.
So yeah, it's not just about looking fresh. Like, school no be scam.
School no be scam.
Go school. Yes. If not, you go suffer.
You go pull up.
But at the same time, see, I feel even if you're going to school,
yeah,
you should still have your skill. You should still have. Like all that thing,
just right that you skill.
Because if you're just back, you know, okay, let me just go and get this first class, bro. Right now, first class. Sorry to break this to you, but like, first class first class right now is for your pocket, basically. Okay.
If you don't have a skill,
so like, if you're going to school now, okay, now for instance, I spent 4 years in BSc, spent 2 years in masters. On a normal like plane, on a normal field now. You will see that, okay, yes, this guy has a master's degree in architecture now. When he goes for interviews and when he goes for a job offers, people, when he brings the CV, like, yes, we want you in our company, what's the renovation he wants, that they will give you like a good offer. Bro, I'm talking from first hand experience because I just finished my youth service like not long ago. So I was this guy that I didn't want to just like settle for any mediocre office. Like I wanted to look for where I could like literally work after my good NYC stay. So I went for different interviews, tried to like work with big firms and everything. And the remuneration I was hearing were ridiculous. And I was like, you
after
I'm a master's degree older, like
after like 8 years.
6 years actually, like
okay, like four
and two, yeah.
Then
you NYC, so
possibly.
So I'm like, these people, they don't really rate us and they don't take it seriously. So obviously I would rather just have like a personal project that I do from time to time for architecture than sitting in an office where I get underpaid and it's almost as if I'm working for free. So that's a personal choice. I don't know if some people want to just be in the rat race, but personally, from experience, I don't think the rat race pays for it because you don't have any autonomy of your time. And trust me, the most important thing is having your time to even create as a creative. There are times you just need to sit down and just think, like, don't do anything, you just think. So, that was even one of the things that actually, how Cycle started was during my IT in 300 level. So, I was in a site.
Okay.
This site. This
side, like building side.
Yeah, building side. So,
so you have something in the building sector.
Too. Yeah, that's architecture.
Oh, yeah.
So I was on the site then. That the engineer, they called them engineer. They're supposed to be architects, but like the major engineer on site now was not around. So I was on site waiting for tons of lateral to come, and just basically waiting for logistics now. I was bored out of my mind and I was like, yo, I literally need to do something. If not, I'm going to go crazy. Yes. I was always like there from morning to like 9 to basically doing 9 to 5 on site during my IT. I was running mad because boredom was crazy. That was when I started looking for inspiration. And one thing about Cycle is we literally draw inspiration from anything. I can literally look at this bottle and I'm like, okay. What can I take? For instance, this monster drink now, I can look, okay, this is a nice font. So I can just look, okay, what can I do? What can I, what graphics can I design with this font? Can you get this shade of green, this old ripped idea? I can literally just look at anything,
give you some crazy ideas.
Do you understand? So that people feel that you have to just have one rica idea. No, literally everything should be a source of inspiration. Like, you see us drop things like, okay, we have, and yeah, each of our pieces, we name them so that we have better names. We have the canary, we have different things that we just like look for.
Everything,
nothing in cycle is like spontaneous per se, because we want to like always have like this old dialogue, like every piece should start a conversation.
For instance,
now we dropped a piece, it's called the Canary Tea. It started after the October 2020 massacre.
Okay.
So it was basically like a, what's the word now? A political protest. Let me just put it that way.
So when that gets, speaks
in GUGET. So like when you see, it's like obviously pretty, like you see, but like you're not curious that okay, what message is this passing? And when you see the graphics and you when you see everything, you know that yes, this is onto something. It's not just about the beauty. So obviously if you wear something fire, but you should also wear things like that.
Okay, so far, being able to see your side of interest, you know, everything about the industry, how people should actually think, how creatives should actually look, and trust me, it's been amazing. Thank you for coming on the show, Victor Rad. It's been crazy having you, man. Trust me, it's been crazy.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Guys, if you're just watching this to this point now, please subscribe, please follow us on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube, Gist with Jerry. For more episodes, please follow us and like, comment, share, subscribe, and keep following. We have more details for you on the show. From here, it's good night. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
All right, guys, thank you for joining in tonight. If you have any questions, please leave your questions for us as we'll be answering them in the next episode. Thank you and good night.